Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when you're
speech problems? Who's got 'em? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park, and we are back with another episode of
Weezer Wednesday!
And we are breaking the mic again.
The dial just went to red.
Yes, it did, and... but we're not ashamed about that.
Not one
We're loud
bit.
And proud, and we're Weezer Wednesday. And guess what the theme is this week? Well, you don't have to guess, actually, because we're going to tell you. The theme this week is physical media slash vinyls.
Yes.
If you take a peek at our Instagram, we just posted a bunch of awesome photos of us drowning in all of the vinyls that we own. Sorry, I cut you off. Continue.
No, you're right. We have so many vinyls. Actually, I told myself in high school, having vinyls is not worth it. It's too expensive, and when am I actually going to use a record player? Well, that's a mindset that I don't claim anymore, because I have, I'd say, about 15 vinyls. A lot of the ones I got for like $1 to $2 at record stores, other ones have been gifted by beautiful people in my life.
Wow.
Yes.
How thoughtful is that?
I know. And I love vinyls. It's like a physical manifestation of your love for songs. Mm-hmm. And I just love my vinyls so much. So vinyl episode, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Share in the comments what vinyls you own and what your favorite vinyls are.
And click the bell to notify for notifications.
Yep, subscribe also and like this podcast episode.
Ooh.
Yeah. So let us know. We'd love to know.
Well, should we get started with our lineup?
Yeah, let's do it.
You start with, you say the ones that you have vinyls for.
Okay. The first song on the lineup is Bones by Radiohead off of The Bends. The Bends is my favorite Radiohead album ever.
Me too. Thank you.
We are in the apartment full of The Bends lovers, us three, me, Grace, and Anna, all of The Bends. And so that's the only Radiohead album I own on vinyl. I do have almost every single CD, but this is the only vinyl I have. And Bones, I thought, was a really good, like, a freaking banger to go with the other two songs in this lineup. So go ahead and introduce the next one.
Stallion by The Garden, off of Mirror Might Steal Your Charm.
Ooh.
This was actually a vinyl I got from my sister. A guy had a crush on her in high school and got her this vinyl. But she doesn't like The Garden anymore, and so she gave it to me. So, yes, that is how I ended up with Mirror Might Steal Your Charm.
That's an awesome origin story.
I know. I mean, they don't sell their vinyls that
at
often,
all, like ever.
At all, ever. So I think he got it probably super expensive from like eBay.
And she didn't even like him? Damn. If I was him, I'd be mad AF.
Yeah, but she's getting that bag, and the bag being The Garden. So, hey, pretty good deal. So that is up next. And then what's the next one, Zoe?
The next one we've got on this lineup is a song called Get Busy Dying by a band called Rest Easy off of their Sick Day EP. But I want you to give me the backstory on this because I wasn't there. Grace gifted it to me.
Yeah, so I was in Vancouver visiting my dear friends. And we went to this, it was like a vinyl antique store, but it was right next to a cafe that sold the best cheesecake in Vancouver. I wouldn't know because I didn't go, but I do remember that. And we got, I saw the vinyl for like $10, and it was really nice. It's just a local Vancouver punk vinyl. And I was like, hello, I know a lady who would like that. So I give that to Zoe as a souvenir.
Zoe.
So yeah, so Vancouver punk.
Thank you for that. I really, really like it.
Oh, of course. Why, of
and
course.
I hope you guys like it as well.
You better, because it's my suggestion.
Well, let's get the show on the road, shall we?
Oh, yes.
We're going to do Bones by Radiohead. Enjoy.
Thank you. Hi.
Welcome back, everyone. That last song was Get Busy Dying by Rest Easy. Before that was Stallion by The Garden. And before that was Bones by Radiohead. That was our hard rockin' segment of three songs. And we hope you enjoyed those.
Glorious.
We're going to switch up the vibe, though.
Mm.
Who's ready for that?
Me.
Me!
Me, pick me, pick me, pick me.
And Ella is also ready for that, right?
Hi. Yeah.
Ella's here. Do you want to say something?
Hi, my name's Ella. I'm so excited.
Hi, Ella.
Hi, Ella.
Do you have any physical media, CDs or vinyls or anything you want to talk about? Okay, lay it on
us. I do. I have a few. I have, I think I have Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one with the cover with the white background and he's standing there and he has, like, ornaments down there?
I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but I
I have that one, and I have a few Show Tunes ones because they're from, like, Show Tunes from the 70s, like Rocky. Horror and stuff like that. So those are fun.
That is fun.
And I have Chapel Roan also. A little modern edition.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for that. this is why this show is not called Fleetwood Mac Wednesday, because I don't know what that one's called either.
Or Chapel Wednesday.
Yeah, or Chapel Roan Wednesday.
I bought my dad a vinyl for Christmas last year, and 2 years ago, and it's the Japanese edition of the Godfather soundtrack.
What does that entail?
It's just the Godfather and all of its music, but it's all in, like, the actual vinyl, like, the casing itself and the sleeve, it's all in Japanese.
Oh. But the entire vinyl is the same?
Yeah, because it's just orchestra. It's just, like, orchestral, like, backings to The Godfather. But the actual, like, printing itself is in Japanese. So I won the niche off for that Christmas gift.
Whatever. What freaking ever. I also got my dad a vinyl. It was, like, a Zoetrope. Do you know, like, when you spin them around and you can see, like, a picture?
Yes.
But we couldn't get it to work.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a Zoetrope. I'm just calling it Zoetrope because that's my name.
I want to call it that too.
It might be a Zoetrope, though. We couldn't figure out how to get it working. So if anyone has any advice on how to get that working on the vinyl, let us know.
Missy, that's your name. It's a Zoetrope, you have to know.
But that was so Nardwar of you. It's like, you are Zoe, we have to know.
And Zoe, and we have to know.
We have to know
it. Or whatever he says.
Doot, doot, loot, doot, doot, doot.
100 catchy songs that get stuck in your head.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Wow. I love looking at my friends' listen histories, their friend activity on Spotify, while we're on the show. Sigh. So awesome. Well, let's get into the next three.
We're
going to slow it down a little bit for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first song, Zoe?
Let's get a little bit down tempo. This is Tangerine by Led Zeppelin, and this was the first vinyl that I ever played on my record player at school. My dad brought it for me from his own collection, and we closed the door to my room to test how loud it was, and we locked ourselves out of the room on my first day moving in.
That's actually really funny.
Because my dad was like, let's go see what the volume control is outside in the living room. And it was doing the thing where the door auto-locks, and I didn't have my key on me. So this was the first day of move-in scaries. But I did get to listen to the entirety of the Led Zeppelin 3 album through my door, which was good. So here's Tangerine, and then what are the next two?
We have Afterlife by Alex G off of Headlights. Have you listened to any Headlights?
I don't think I have.
This album is, like, it's an interesting pull for me because the songs that are bad are, like, bad. But the songs that are good are really good.
I want to know what the bad ones are now.
Oh, I will play. Oh, yeah, there's two songs and I'm like, holy crap, this is some dog water.
Yeah, some of his newer stuff has not really been hitting for me, so that's why I was wary of listening to it. But I'll give it a chance.
But I promise you, there's, like, five songs on Headlights that I listen to regularly. So the fact that I have this on vinyl from Yael, thank you if you're listening.
Bae.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm really happy to have this on vinyl. Don't listen to my slander. Take any positives away. But I feel like that's just, a lot of vinyls for me are like, some things are awesome and some things I'm like, goodbye.
I feel like for me to own a vinyl, I have to enjoy, at least enjoy bare minimum, every single song on the album, or else it's not worth it. So for me to own a vinyl is a big deal, I think. And that's why the Blue Album is my favorite. And that's why that's the one I own.
We were at Jam Club. Jam Club being Jammin' at Maryland. Get it? Jam.
Get it?
And it's also an anagram for Jammin' at Maryland. Anyways, we were debating what was better, Blue Album or Pinkerton? Like, I'm sorry, it's the Blue Album.
Yeah.
Like, that's a crazy take. People are fighting for Pinkerton, and they're like, it's Pink Triangle's on that album. I'm like,
no,
it's not that
good. No. Also, there are better songs than Pink Triangle off of Pinkerton.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a bad argument.
El Scorcho.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Oh, yes.
Like, Pinkerton could be a close second, but it's not that close, even. Anywho, what's our last one in this lineup?
Oh, sorry. Make It With You by Bread. I got a Bread album. I got a Bread vinyl for $1 in a discount bin. And Bread is wonderful. And my dad loves Bread, so it kills two birds with one stone. So let's get to listening. Starting off with Tangerine by Led Zeppelin.
Let's freaking do it. I hope you all enjoy.
Thank you. reaching out for the other side. I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading to, I want to make it with you. I really think that we could make it good. No, you don't know me well, and every little thing time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd it with you, I really think that we could make it good.
Hi, it's me, Grace. So currently Zoe is being a little genius behind me. Did you hear that? No. She's also being a little burper. She's burping. There are two record players in the studio, and we are trying to get our Blue album spinning on the player. It's looking promising, but while she's working on that, I am going to do a little bit of talking about my birthday party. And if you're listening to this, consider yourself invited, okay? Because you're listening to Weezer Wednesday, and we're family enough, okay? So
now we family.
We're family. So my birthday party is, I would say, to make it all-inclusive, 2014 to 2016, but specifically I'm going for YouTube, Vines, and video games is really what I'm trying to get. So, for example, Terraria, Minecraft. Oh, yeah. TT1. Which one?
A.
This?
Yeah.
Wait, the needle is needling. Or is it just me? Oh. So, think Minecraft, think Terraria, think Dolan Twins, Emma Chamberlain, think Pink Guy, YouTube Hoops, all that stuff that you thought you forgot. Oh, Musical.ly's, Vines, anything. Anything, honestly, that you were into when you were late elementary school, early middle school, that's what I'm going for. So, I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm going to have themed foods, for example, Chug Jug. No, I didn't play Fortnite, but I still subscribe to that whole vibe. It was funny. I follow someone on Instagram. Oh, Marina. Marina posted this. Hi, Tim. I know you're listening. Marina posted, back when I played Fortnite so much, I hallucinated the battle bus noise in the dining hall. I thought that was really funny. So, Fortnite is going to be at my party. So that's something I'm really excited for. That is not this Saturday, but next Saturday. I'm turning 22. What the heck? Guys, no. Oh, it's not working.
I don't know how to get it to the board. We are troubleshooting.
We have to green needle this.
We can just play off the Spotify, but the magic isn't there.
Well, we promise you that there is a...
There is a turntable, and I did bring my vinyls. Uh-huh. But you're just going to have to imagine that that's what's spinning right now. My name is Jonas. It's playing. I can hear it off the needle, but it won't work. Can't say I didn't try. Here, I'll give it another shot.
Didn't he say B?
What's this knob here?
Oh.
It just turns it on or off.
Is it on?
Wait, but like the needles... Okay, watch. When I go silent, it's not moving. When I turn A on...
Hmm.
It's kind of bouncing. It's bouncing. Here we go. Green needle. Workers are going home. So, we're going to have the next three songs be a little bit more, the rocky, pushing. This is awesome, physical media on the radio.
Okay, well, that's it. I'm gonna stop. And let's just get on with the rest of the playlist.
Oh, No Bad?
It's the No Dab. Alright, what's next?
I see. So we're going to have a little bit more rocky songs coming up. We have In the Garage by Weezer. You just got a taste of My Name is Jonas, so now we're going to run it back with some more Blue Album.
Yeah, we are.
Then we have Your Turn, Zoe. What song is this?
Wait. Okay, it's been playing. They can't hear you. Oh,
wait, have you been able to hear me?
Okay, so everyone's been able to hear. We can't hear in the studio. Well, that's embarrassing.
Wait. You guys can't hear me at all?
Oh, well...
Rats! Well, that is... Well, at least you guys got to hear My Name is Jonas.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm sad we didn't.
Because now we're going to be hearing more Blue Album, and maybe I'll tell you about my birthday party another day. So, yeah, we have...
We just played over your entire birthday.
Oh, rats.
Oh, yay, good. Okay.
Oh, Anna can hear everything about the part. Oh, Grace talking over music.
Okay, so you know what? We actually did that perfectly, and that was exactly what I intended to do.
Oh, so you guys... Oh.
Okay, so it actually only has to make sense to me.
Okay, good. Wonderful. So you guys are all invited to my birthday party. That's you, Miss Jeff Cadman.
Yeah.
You're listening. You're invited.
Everyone's invited.
So, yeah, the next lineup.
Then let's skip the In the Garage for now.
Okay. So we're going to go with Zoe.
Dreaming by Turnstile off of Never Enough. Of the most perfect record to come out of 2025. I'm standing. Let me sit down. This was my favorite album to come out of last year, and I purchased it in D.C. at Joint Custody, although I should have bought it in Baltimore, where they're from. But it's okay. Close enough. And what's up next?
Babies Wearing Blue Jeans by Mac DeMarco off of his first album, Rock and Roll Nightclub. I love this album. I also love Mac DeMarco, but this first album is just so fun, and the cover art on the sleeve is so funny. He's, like, putting on lipstick, and he's, like, dancing around,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, that is cute, so I just love that vinyl. So we're going to play that for you, and then we're going to circle back with some Weezer, because you just heard My Name is Jonas.
Let's circle back. Yeah, we're going to figure out the turntable, potentially.
The best 1 minute of your life was My Name is Jonas and Grace
yeah.
being transmitted at the same time into your ears. All right, 3, 2, 1.
See you, boys.
Sorry, that was my fault. Back to Turnstile. We'll be right back. Hi, we're back.
Hi.
We're back. You're back.
You're by.
Hello.
That was Babies Wearing Blue Jeans by Mac DeMarco.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and before mm-hmm. that was Dreaming by Turnstile.
Beautiful.
We hope you enjoyed those two.
We're going to have a little boing, 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 boing.
A boing, 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 boing.
Right after this. I'm excited for these songs.
Yay.
Ay, sigh.
Oh, I'm going to put another song on the playlist if time permits.
Wonderful. Don't just get right back into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so up next we have In the Garage by Weezer. Duh. And then we have A Day Tripper by Yellow Magic Orchestra off of Solid State Survivor. I don't have Solid State Survivor on vinyl, but I do have X Multiples, and that is mostly their top pick songs.
It's explicit.
What is?
Hold on, I'll figure it out. The one I just added.
Oh, boy.
Keep talking.
No bad words allowed on there.
No. I'll blur it.
So I have Day Tripper by Yellow Magic Orchestra, which is a cover of the Beatles, their Day Tripper.
Oh.
But it's way more fun than Day Tripper Beatles.
Okay, I'm excited.
So actually, you know what? Maybe I'll play that before Weezer. Is that possible?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, I'll play that first and get your opinion on that. And then we have El Dorado by Magdalena Bay. You have this one.
I do. Because Grace gifted it to me. Because she's the goat. But listen,
I'm like setting myself up for a slam dunk.
Yeah, you're like
every time.
Oh, you have this one, and I wonder where it came from. Well, you know what, Grace? I'm gonna one up you soon.
Oh,
but that's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, what does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
What that means?
It means
what that means?
Can we do not do this
can
question?
Can we not do this song? Oh, well, I'm excited to get one upped.
Yeah, she's gonna get one upped in 3 weeks, 2 weeks. I don't know.
Reference to my birthday.
Red circle. Red circle. All right. Day Tripper. We ready?
I'm excited for this song.
Let's do it.
My dad was like, wait a minute, this is the Beatles. I didn't even know. My dad found this out. Anyways, you're goodbye.
You're goodbye.
Only in Ohio Oreos.
Enough.
Would you eat that?
No.
Okay. Fine. Bye. Thank you for the Day Tripper compliment.
Shout out
to Jihan. Thank you for the compliment. Bye.
Welcome back, everyone.
Well, it looks like it's 6:55. Okay, it looks like it is fine. The end of the hour.
Whatever. I don't even care that Weezer Wednesday is ending in 5 minutes. I don't even mind. Whatever.
Boy.
Well, that last song was El Dorado by Magdalena Bay off of Minimix Volume 1.
Hmm.
So good. The one before that was In the Garage by Weezer, which was butted in by our friend Akash.
Oh, yes. Tiramisu is out.
Tiramisu's out, and
Books
What's
are
in,
in
Reading is in.
Mm-hmm.
And before that was Day Tripper by Yellow Mag... Whoa. Magic Orchestra.
I love them. They are so good. When I found that vinyl, I was in... not to be that one.
The one.
That one B. But I was in Hong Kong, and I found it in, like, a bin. And I was like, I was freaking out. And Leela, who I was with, was like, what is happening? I'm like, you need to listen to this right now.
You're so that was, listening.
That was a really fun time. So, sigh.
I think we've got time for one more song. So I want you to choose.
Oh, you can't do this to me? Explained.
Yeah.
I should probably go with, I want to do this even for the littlest bit.
Okay, let's do it.
I was listening to Hers earlier today because Hers is just wonderful. And I have their vinyl. So let's finish it off with Carry the Doubt. Promise me you won't carry the doubt. And you have a great night and a great day tomorrow. And take a listen. And we love you. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And Ella, would you like to sign off?
And happy Lunar New Year. Gong hei fa choy.
Happy Yo Shi and Kwai Le to all my Mandarin speakers. Because
who is Cantonese? Speaks?
No, it's not. You're speaking Cantonese here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were
You are speaking Cantonese and I'm speaking Mandarin. But yes, happy Lunar New Year to everyone who celebrates. Actually, even if you don't celebrate, happy Lunar New Year.
And happy Mardi Gras and happy Ramadan and happy Lent.
Yes, it is Ash Wednesday and it's Ramadan and everyone is having a holiday. So happy...
And it's Weezer Wednesday. Sorry.
And the first holiday is Weezer Wednesday, obviously.
And, yes. And Rhea's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Rhea.
happy early birthday, Rhea.
Yeek!
This is such a bae day.
Bae.
All right. We're going to play Carry the Doubt for the last 3 minutes of the show. Everybody, enjoy. Oh. We are pulling it up. But yes, enjoy.
I want you to.